Welcome to the Cartzaluni Daily Podcast, bringing you the voices of poets and writers from around the world as published in Cartzaluni.com, the online literary magazine. My name is Dave Bonta, and here's my co-editor, Beth Adams, to introduce today's feature.
Today's post is an image sent to us by Pat Bralley, who lives in Atlanta. Pat has a doctorate in molecular genetics and describes herself as a scientist by day. But as she says on her blog, Seeing for Myself, her 3 decades of meditation incline her toward the mystical. She says she's still trying to understand consciousness from both Western and Eastern points of view. The image she submitted for Words of Power shows an unfolded sheet of thin paper with bits of ash clinging to it. On the side of the paper closest to us, an identical phrase is handwritten many, many times. Pat is off on retreat this week, so she couldn't make an audio recording, but here's what she wrote about this image, which is called Om Sai Ran 1,000 times. Over 20 years ago, my mother brought from India samples of the sacred ash, vibhuti. Ash is all that remains after wood is burnt away. And in a similar manner, God as imperishable truth is that which remains when all names and forms are dissolved. Satya Sai Baba, considered by many to be an incarnation of the divine, is fond of materializing vibhuti for his devotees. This ash is carefully wrapped in small paper packets constructed from sheets of paper upon which devotees have inscribed Om Sai Ram 1,000 times, 10,000 times, in their longing to find God. This image is of one such packet that has been in my dresser drawer all these years. While not a follower of Baba, I do regard the vibhuti as something of a modern-day miracle, not unlike blood appearing on the crucifix or tears from a Madonna. We hope you'll go to the Cartzaluni website and take a look at these mysterious words of power, Om Sai Ram 1,000 times.